Good morning, Christ Center. It's Friday, September 12th, and we are in the first week of our walk through the book of Mark. Today, we're going to be reading Mark chapter 1, verses 21 to 34, about the driving out of an unclean spirit in Capernaum. But before we begin, let's take a moment to quiet our hearts as we invite the Holy Spirit to join us.
Mark 1, 21 through 32. They went into Capernaum, and right away he entered the synagogue on the Sabbath and began to teach. They were astonished at his teaching because he was teaching them as one who had authority and not like the scribes. Just then a man with an unclean spirit was in their synagogue, and he cried out, "What do you have to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit threw him into convulsions, shouted with a loud voice, and came out of him. They were all amazed, and so they began to ask each other, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once, the news about him spread throughout the entire vicinity of Galilee. As soon as they left the synagogue, they went into Simon and Andrew's house with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law was lying in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. So he went to her, took her by the hand, and raised her up. The fever left her, and she began to serve them. When evening came, after the sun had set, they brought to him all those who were sick and demon-possessed. The whole town was assembled at the door, and he healed many who were sick with various diseases and drove out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him.
Thank you, Pastor Joshua. I'm here with Pastor Joshua and with Pastor Janelle. This is the first time Mark shows Jesus doing a miracle. And he gives us two for the price of one. He starts with this demonized man, and then we see him healing Simon's mother-in-law. Janelle, what strikes you? Let's take this first instance here. With this demonized man, what strikes you as we look at this?
I think that where the demon is telling everyone he is the Holy One of God, to me, that's just interesting. That, I mean, of course the demons know, but I'm just like, interesting.
Yeah, and the question is really something. Have you come to destroy us?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is where it's like, okay, you got to step back a little bit and think, there's so much we don't see. There's so much we don't understand about this world and about this realm of angels and demons. Like, this isn't a thing that is talked about very much. It's not a thing that is accepted as something real in a lot of modern society. But Jesus steps into the situation. Like, this is more than a mental health crisis. This is voices and beings that are acting in this man who know who Jesus is and who are scared because he is not on their side. Like, something is going on that we just don't have the ability to see.
Yeah, they see the authority that he's carrying.
And he doesn't want them to tell everybody. Like, he tells the demon to be silent. Like, I don't know, like, you would expect him to go, "What's that? What's that? I'm the Holy One of Israel. Say that a little louder," you know? But he doesn't say that. He tells him to be silent, and then he casts the demon out. Joshua, what are you seeing?
I love the, what is this? A new teaching with authority? Everybody's got an opinion. Everybody's got a cool pet hobby. Jesus shows up and goes, "I'm here to heal. I am the Messiah." The demons are running away. Like, they realize at some point they will be destroyed. And they're worried that this is that moment. And he's going, "No, that time hasn't come yet. I mean, don't worry, it'll happen. But right now, just shut your mouth." And he continues then to do what he's doing. And then, of course, the whole town assembles at the door, and he's healing the sick. He's driving out the demons. I also notice a distinction between the two things. Not every sickness absolutely is a demon, and not every Not every demon presents as a sickness. And so, there's this activity of what happens when Jesus shows up.
All of creation knows who Jesus is. On some level, all of creation knows the one who spoke them into existence. And I think that's what we see with Jesus here. He really is the Son of God. He really is the King of all creation. And everyone knows him. They also say in the end, he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. So I love that he's tying that in one last time at the end of this passage. And I just want us to remember this and discuss it as we go, because we are going to see this over and over again. Jesus avoiding publicity. He's trying to duck the paparazzi throughout the book of Mark, which again is just not what you would expect.
Yeah, just the humility in that to me is just mind-blowing. Like, don't avoid the paparazzi. Let them tell who you are and all that you're here for. The humility is just wow.
I mean, if Jesus was walking the earth now and we were hanging out with him.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, and he does some amazing miracle. We would want to tell everyone about it. Everyone would be on Instagram like, oh my goodness. And we would say, is this wise? Well, of course it is. Of course. What are you talking about? Like, it's going to give glory to God. But does that always mean shouting something from the rooftops? No, it doesn't. And this should be shouted from the rooftops. But here's Jesus in his humility saying, no, I have a greater reason. There is going to be a time where he's going to show the world who he is and draw everybody to himself. And now's not the time yet. Joshua, do you want to close us out?
Jesus, we want to invite you to walk into the room. For each of us that's listening this morning, we need you to come. We need you to heal. We need you to press out the enemy. And we want to do each of these things in line with your purpose and your plan. Thank you so much that you've come to the earth and for all the work that you've done. And I pray that we could enjoy you as you are and not as we would have you. I ask in your name, Lord. Amen.
Amen. See you tomorrow.